I hate to stand before you tonight knowing that Fred should be up here, but I guess we just had to decide somehow. I'm not sure how this came about. But anyhow, we want to talk a little bit about praise. I know you're going to hear a lot about praise and thanksgiving. And that's what we plan to look at this evening for a while. And if you noticed, our brother that read this scripture here, there was two times here that the word praise is given. But before we get to that, I want to just look at, and it's funny how, it's not exactly funny, but it's just something, how we get different things out of different scriptures. Our brother got something out of the last part of that verse, and I got a little out of the first part. The first part says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. And that word early stuck with me. The beginning of the day, even in the night watches, all the time will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. And also down in the third verse, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And when I was thinking about this lesson, I just thought of a song that we sang years ago. It's in the Black Hymnal, number 31, if you want to get that verse of that song, 31. It talks there about loving kindness. We hardly ever sing this song. I was wondering, just a couple of us here tonight, but if maybe we could sing it anyhow, at least some of it. Let's sing the first, the second, and then the seventh. Awake my soul to in joyful lays and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh, how free. His loving kindness, his loving kindness, oh, how free. He saw me ruined by the fall, yet loved me not withstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh, how great. His loving kindness, loving kindness, his loving kindness, oh, how great. Then it me a mountain soar away to a high world other than less day, and sing with rapture and surprise his loving kindness in the skies. His loving kindness, loving kindness, his loving kindness in the skies. As I said before, that's a song we don't often sing, but it really carries a message with it, though. His loving kindness. My lips shall praise thee. And then in the fifth verse, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And so we we could find a lot of scriptures in the Psalms, actually throughout the Bible, that have to do with praise. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy that you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that God has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven, your home on high. Count your many blessings. Missionary Benjamin Wire was held hostage in Lebanon and imprisoned under miserable conditions for 16 months. In his first interview, after his release, he was asked how he spent his time and how he dealt with the boredom and despair. He answered, and he stunned those reporters. He simply said, I counted my blessings. Counted your blessings? Yes, he explained, some days I got to take a shower. Sometimes there were some vegetables in my food, and I could always be thankful for the love of my family. You know, we can understand why the reporters were astonished. It's hard for most of us to be consistently thankful for the commonplace blessings that make life pleasant and comfortable. The unfailing supply of our daily needs, the provision of food and shelter, the companionship of friends and families. There are times when we may even forget the wonderful mercies of God's redeeming grace. You know, praise and thanksgiving are closely related. I'm not sure what our brother's going to speak about on Wednesday night, but probably praise and thanksgiving, I'm going to have those intertwined this evening. You know, Thanksgiving is kind of sandwiched between two holidays that almost make it non-existent. I guess Halloween and Christmas are more important because they bring in a lot more money. But I am still glad that Thanksgiving Day and this season is still recognized. We sang this morning, I lift my heart today in praise to him who loved me so. We want to look at 4 points here this evening. Lord willing, how can we praise God? When should we praise God? Why should we praise God? And where should we praise God? First of all, we want to look at how can we praise him? Number one, we can praise him with our voices. We just did that a bit ago with singing. We can praise him singing. You know, when I at home and I'm doing little things, chores around the place, and just a hymn comes to my mind and I just start either humming or singing that. Or maybe I sit down at the piano and play it. It's just something that just comes to me. I think, and I'm glad, aren't we glad that we have voices? Brother Jim's glad for a voice that he can speak out loud tonight. That was wonderful. We can pray. We can talk. We can tell others. How can I praise God? You know, we can praise him with our automobile, going to church, visiting elderly and shut-ins. Our brother even mentioned that tonight. It would be good to visit people that are alone. And I know we should. We should do more of that. We can praise God with our telephone. We can encourage, help someone to grow in grace. You know, sometimes just A little message on the telephone means a lot to some people. We can encourage and help someone to grow in grace by seeing, reading the Word, looking at other Christian literature, and seeing needs and helping if possible, and also by giving. I think that we can praise God this way. If you want to find a country where there is little poverty but much prosperity, or where there is little, where there are hospitals, homes for the aged, where people own their homes and eat three meals a day or even more, America is such a country. I wonder sometimes if we're really grateful, if we praise God that we live in America. Some countries aren't that, don't have the privileges that we have. It is when Christ has been exalted and still should be by us. Sometimes we wonder if Christ is exalted in this country. I think he is some to a degree, but I think that we should continue to praise his name. We are told that Helen Keller, at age 2, became blind and deaf. Ann Sullivan, can you imagine that? Ann Sullivan took the task of teaching her, both blind and deaf she was. At age 10, she began to say words, and at age 16, she could talk well enough to be enrolled in a preparatory school. She later used her knowledge and skill to teach others like herself. Dare we not praise him because we have both? Even though I clutch my blanket and growl when the alarm clock rings, thank you, Lord, that I can hear. There are many people who can't hear. Even though I close my eyes against the morning light as long as possible, thank you, Lord, that I can see. There are some who are blind. Even though our table may not look like pictures in a magazine, thank you, Lord, that we have food to eat and to spare. Some over the world are hungry. A story was once told of a king who set out to find a truly happy man. He finally found one who was as poor, so poor that he didn't even own a shirt. And I wonder tonight, does the spirit of thanksgiving and praise hinge on how many things we have or on our material blessings? Genuine thanksgiving, I feel, does not depend on circumstances. It rings out from the lowest poverty to the feast-laden table. Think about the one I read about that was in prison. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. And that brings us to number 2. When should we praise him? Continually. When? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 89, verse 1. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. Psalm 35, 28. Look at Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We had that a similar lesson in our Sunday school this morning, and I just thought to myself, all things, can we be thankful for all things? That's a hard one. You know, if we stub our toe, we can find it pretty hard to be thankful. It hurts. But we can be thankful that we have a toe to stub. And we can hardly thank God if we go into Walmart, like I did, and back into somebody's car, if it was our car, and we had a bent-up fender or a bent-up car. We hardly would thank God for that, but we can thank God if we didn't get hurt. And we can thank God that we even have a car. You know, God is worthy of our praise every day. Every day. You probably heard this poem before, but I'm going to share it with you again tonight. I asked for health that I might do greater things, but I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn to obey. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power and the praise of men, but I was given weakness to sense my need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life, and I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything that I hoped for. In spite of myself, my prayers were answered. I am among all men most richly blessed. Yes, God always gives us what's best. Why should I praise God? Well, one thing is because of his mercy. And we could read a lot in Psalms about God's mercy, or all over the Bible. He's merciful to us. I would believe every one of us would say that sometime in our lives, God had mercy on us. He does every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to save us. Thank you for leaving the bright golden shore. Thank you for bearing our sins on your shoulders. Thank you for dying in agony sore. Thank you for rising from death as the first fruits. Thank you for your promise of coming again. Thank you for joy that is strength in our weakness. Thank you for peace that lifts over our pain. Thank you, Jesus, for being ever the same. Why should I praise him? I praise him for brothers and sisters who have, and some who have gone on, and some who are still here. Did you ever think what it would be like if you were the only Christian? The only one serving God. That would be discouraging. But brothers and sisters who have borne the problems and heat of the day, came through victoriously, that's an encouragement. That encourages us. I can't help but appreciate the faith of many that have gone on, or even today, that are coming to church. And when you see them, they're trying to live the overcoming life. That is encouraging to me. I rejoice that you even took time to come to the house of the Lord today, tonight again. Where should I serve the Lord? Well, I should serve the Lord in the house of God, for sure. But everywhere. How about when we almost had an accident? How about when we see a beautiful rainbow? Or how about when we see a lovely sunset? Catherine Bates was a teacher of English at a college for girls. It was 1893 when she, with other teachers, made up a trip, and that trip included Pike's Peak. And when she got to the top of Pike's Peak and gazed in awe at the mountains all around her, if you were ever in Pike's Peak, you'll know what she saw. Tremendous outlay of the prairies, the plains, the flowing grain, the fields of wheat. And it inspired her to write these words. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and amber ways of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. Oh, beautiful for pilgrims' feet whose stern impassioned stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Someone said this, and I say amen to it. Instead of a day in the year for Thanksgiving, it would be better to set aside a day for complaining and grumbling and murmuring and have the rest of the year for Thanksgiving. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father as cares for you and me. You know, if we trust Jesus now as our Savior and Lord, we can trust him to take us to the end. Let's praise God from whom all blessings flow. In closing, I want to use the words of praise, praise. P, he provides. Jesus provides the way from earth to glory. Isn't that wonderful? He provided the way from earth to glory. But not beyond that, he provides our every day. He provides for us every day. I think that's a wonderful way that we could praise him for all his provisions. Number two, he reminds us. You know how quick we are to forget. Sometimes he reminds us through the word. Sometimes he reminds us through our husbands and wives. Sometimes we are reminded through preachers. But sometimes there's a still small voice that reminds us. When I thought about that, I just looked through my book here. I guess I lost it. But it talks about remind me, dear Lord. These things that I have and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed. They're not mine at all. He only lets me use them to brighten the way. So remind me, dear Lord. We need to be reminded. Number three is A. And I thought of the word assist. You know, it's wonderful to have the Holy Spirit to help us. But God is rich in mercy. He assists us in our upward walk. Oh, the love wherewith he loved us, that his only son he gave, to make known his love unto us and to ransom from the grave. Number four, he satisfies. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so kind and true, I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. He satisfies. He's the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his holy name. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Number five is E, enjoy. Do you enjoy being a Christian? Can you say like, do I? Can you and I say like the psalmist did? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. We enjoy him now, but what enjoyment in the future. We enjoy being Christians. We enjoy the Christian walk. It's not an easy walk, but it satisfies. And it's the way to go, isn't it? I mean, it's no other way that we can go. 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Psalm 135, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. We're all servants of his, and we need to praise him. Three times there he says, praise the Lord, praise, praise him. Down in verse 3, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. So we could find many verses in the scriptures that would have to do with praise. And there's something that we can all do. No one's exempt, but we can all praise his holy name.